Honestly, I was surprised that such a small, skinny boy could make such a racket. In any case, I pulled open the front door and demanded, "What do you want?" Felix cringed under my gaze. I felt a little bad then. He had a book tucked under one arm, and he was wearing leather sandals, as well as khaki shorts and a red t-shirt with a pocket on the front. And that's when I remembered I was still in my pajamas. I hoped I was wearing the striped ones, or even the polka dots, but from Felix's expression, I had a sinking feeling they were the ones with frogs wearing leis and grass skirts. I was too scared to glance down and find out. "Hello," Sara said, walking up the front steps. Her stripe of hair was a brilliant emerald in the sunlight. She wore black jeans and a black t-shirt. She still had on the silver necklace. "Time to go." She stopped short when she saw me. "Why are you wearing underwear? And why is it covered with... Frosha?"
"Frogs,"
Felix whispered. Oh, yeah, I was so glad he was there to translate. "It's not underwear," I stated. "They're pajamas."
"Ah," Sara said.
"But it is hour 9.
That's when I remembered what Dad had told me in his note. I was supposed to go sightseeing with the two of them today. "Oh, I'm sorry," I said. "I overslept. You'll have to go without me." I moved to close the door, but Sara stuck her foot inside.
"No,"
she said.
"No?"
I asked.
"I show you city."
She held up an envelope with my father's handwriting on it.
"Your father left money. He said, have fun."
I stared at her. She sounded like a bossy grandmother.
"It's okay," I said. "I can stay home."
She shook her head.
"Your father said you do not like to be left alone. Get rid of frosh underwear. Find real clothes."
Her face suddenly softened a little.
"You have real clothes?"
I was mid-eye roll when I remembered she had fled her home. I wondered what she had been able to bring with her. "Okay," I said. "Give me 5 minutes.